There are reports of progress in the fiscal cliff negotiations, even though the two sides are $500 billion apart. But progress is progress.
Joining us live now is Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico. Rachel, or should we be putting on the party hats and throwing streamers up and all over the place?
Don't break out the champagne yet.
Okay. All right.
Darn it.
How's it going, though? They are moving a little closer, right?
They are moving. They, in fact, are making significant progress. And the question is that going to be enough progress to close that gap that still remains? The president made a significant offer to House Speaker John Boehner. It's a $2.4 trillion proposal, and it marks the first time the president has given ground on income tax rates. He's now saying he would raise rates on household income above $400,000, and of course, that's up from the $250,000 mark that he campaigned on. He also made another important move by addressing Boehner's demand for an equal amount of spending cuts to new revenue. So those are both important steps, but we're about to enter a very important day here in Washington. Boehner's now got to go and sell this to other Republicans and see just how close we get. There are likely to be a number of sticking points here.
Well, what is the president going to be trying to sell to Democrats? I mean, what has he agreed to cut?
Right. So that's also another question as we move forward. He rejected Boehner's request for raising the Medicare eligibility age, but some members of the Democratic base are already angry because he is pushing for smaller cost of living increases for Social Security beneficiaries. Now, the president says he would attempt to protect the most vulnerable populations, but that's already drawn an angry reaction from MoveOn.org, reminding everyone of Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid's pledge that he would block any cuts to Social Security.
There's you mentioned, and it says on your website in the main article on the homepage, that the next 24 hours are critical to this. Are we thinking this could maybe a deal could actually be reached this week?
It's going to be very hard for them to avert the fiscal cliff if they don't get a deal or very, very, very close to one by the end of the week, because this is Congress, and of course all these things need to still be voted on. You can't just, you know, reach the deal and then head home. So, yes, this is the next day in particular is very, very important, and we'll see just how much opposition there is. There are a number of things that Republicans were already pushing back on last night. For one, they're counting things differently than the president is. So there's a dispute about just how much savings is actually rolled in there. And the president also asked to raise the debt limit for 2 years in a way that's drawing GOP resistance. He wants the authority to extend it and then allow Congress to block him if they can. And Republicans think that that would alter the balance of power. So a number of major points still to resolve.
We all know that we're all going to be involved in the solution here, that it's such a big problem, it's unavoidable to do that. So maybe it's a good sign that both sides know that there's going to be pain.
We are definitely seeing concessions now from both sides. At the beginning, we saw a lot of public rhetoric and this dance where everyone was kind of staying in their corner. In the last few days, we have seen significant give on both sides.
All right. Thank you much, Rachel. Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico.